The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Alejandro Mayorkas, who was a disaster and the worst DHS secretary in history, is now trying to walk it all back. That's right. This guy is such a loser. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It is Friday, baby. We made it. We made it. And it's a great thing that we're here. And thank you for being with me all week. I was glad I could get back on the air with you as soon as possible. And here we are. So there you go. It's great. Great stuff. Great stuff. Having a good week. And Monday, of course, is the inauguration of President Donald Trump. We'll give you lots of inauguration coverage. The other hosts will be live at the NAC, the Newtown Athletic Club, starting with Kale and Company, and then Dawn Stenslin, Dom Giordano, from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then I will be on the air with you live at 3. I was going to be in Washington and do the show from Washington on Monday, but unfortunately, I can't pull that off. However, I can pull off Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Failla, and that will be tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on the Fox News channel. So set your DVR. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to that. So as far as the TikTok ban, Justice Neil Gorsuch said the following. And because the record shows that the People's Republic of China can require TikTok's parent company to cooperate with its efforts to obtain personal data, it was justifying Congress's ability then to do so by saying there is little to stop all that information from ending up in the hands of a designated foreign adversary. Now, look, I disagree with the Supreme Court on this. I disagree with Gorsuch on this. I agree with Senator Rand Paul on this. But I also think this is a moot point because this is going to be like playing whack-a-mole here. I know a lot of people are cheering on this and they're like, yeah, this is great. Got to stop this app. This app will become meaningless and useless very, very quickly. I mean, in this day and age we live in, you have to realize something. And that is that, and anybody who has teenagers will tell you this, and I don't have teenagers yet, thank God, but I will at some point. But I have friends who have teenagers and they tell me this all the time. They the way that young people move on from apps, it's lightning speed. Where an app that's cool today is not cool tomorrow. I don't even know if the word is cool anymore, whatever that word is. So the fact that this is going to be banned means that TikTok is going to be cool for the next 48 hours. If it shuts down at all, then what's going to happen is that ultimately they'll just move on to something else and they won't come back to TikTok. And that's why the potential buyers of this pointed that out. Like today it was said by a couple of the people that potentially might buy this, like the guy from Shark Tank who said, Kevin O'Leary, who said, yeah, you know, there's a $20 billion offer on the table. But if the app is forced to shut down, we're going to lose a lot of users who won't come back. So the value of that is going to go down immensely. And from China's perspective, well, China's not really worried about this. And this is why I say this is kind of like whack-a-mole. And this is kind of a moot point and not to really lose sleep over. And that is that by the time that the TikTok thing is sorted out, they'll have moved on to something else. And then by the time Congress gets around to banning that app, then that app will become meaningless and they'll move on to something else. That's just the way of the world. It's the way this is all moving at lightning speed and lightning pace. And I think that the focus on just TikTok it's just silly from that perspective. I really do, because the number one app in the App Store right now is also a Chinese based app. And that's this Red Note app. And they don't even hide it. I mean, it's literally in Chinese language. So now let's say that by the time they work out TikTok, everybody has moved on to Red Note. And so now Congress has to pass a bill and draft a bill and write a bill. And I mean, you go to the number one app, like I'm looking on the App Store right now on my iPhone, number one in social, and it's literally in Chinese. The Red Note app is literally in Chinese. It's not even, they're not even pretending that it's not China owned. And it's number one in the app store. TikTok is number two. You see what I mean? This app has already surpassed TikTok. Instagram is number one in photo and video, but it's not number one in social. Facebook is number six in social. You know who uses Facebook now? We do. Not teenagers. A lot of, not college kids anymore. They Facebook is not cool. I mean, Henry and I, when he was on the show, we talked about this quite a bit back in the day when they were talking about this. And Henry was a big advocate of protecting TikTok because he said it's the one place where conservatives can go and put out content and not be censored and banned. And I know that for a fact because I have a lot of friends who are conservatives who have said the same thing to me. Like Meta and Instagram and, X before Elon Musk got there. Well, all those sites were banning people. TikTok was not banning conservatives. Conservatives were able to go out there, and conservative youth were putting out content on TikTok all the time, too. But, you know, the focus becomes China, and the focus is protecting your children. And by the time everybody gets around to dealing with this, by then TikTok is old and everybody's moved on. So this Red Note app will gain steam very, very quickly. It's already number one, but it's going to gain even more steam and even more users. And then they'll turn around and they'll try to ban that app. And then something else will take its place. And you won't be able to keep up with this. So my point is that you got to figure out and recognize that reality. Young people like doing what they're not supposed to do. I mean, we all were young once. We all know this. Like, I mean, I was a teenager. I was a college kid at one point. We always wanted to be the rebellious thing. We don't want to be on the app where our parents are on. Like, kids don't want to be on Facebook because their parents are on Facebook. Kids don't want to be on Instagram anymore because their parents are on Instagram. So they're not interested in being on that. They want to be rebellious. India banned TikTok. Most of the 200 million users basically just went to Facebook and Instagram alternatives without going to Facebook and Instagram. Also, the App Store won't be allowed to offer TikTok in their store any longer if this is enforced. So people will still be able to use TikTok on their phones, but without updates to the app. Performance will degrade over time, and it'll become susceptible to hacks. And of course, this ban is all attempting to prevent China from hacking people. But without updates, it becomes susceptible to hacks, because that's what really the updates or hacks, that's what the updates are there to do, is to try to patch up any holes that are found. Because again, hackers also move at the speed of light too. TikTok is on the top 10 for Android users. Just out of curiosity, Kirk, let me know what the number one is in the Google Play Store, if it's Red Note. I'm curious where Red Note ranks in the Google Play Store. So that's what I mean. It's whack-a-mole here. You're never going to be able to get ahead of this. So I think the real question here is, can you save TikTok before it's too late? And I don't know. President Trump said the following regarding TikTok a short time ago, and he at one point was absolutely in favor of banning TikTok, and then he saw the light on this. And I also think that anybody who's for the banning of TikTok needs to see the reality of this, which is that a ban is silly. It's like banning alcohol. It really is. It's prohibition all over again. Did banning alcohol stop people from drinking alcohol? No, of course not. But we don't learn these lessons of prohibition. We don't. It's funny to me. It's how we don't learn our lesson on prohibition is just amazing to me. We keep repeating these same mistakes. I know it's funny to me. It really is. But here is President Trump talking about TikTok and what he said about this. Cut number two.
How do you plan to stop the ban on TikTok next month?
Who?
How do you plan to stop the ban on TikTok next month?
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that. Now, Joe Rogan did, and some of the other people that were recommended by my son, Barron, he knew names. I said, who is that? Tell me, who's that? Dad, you got to be kidding. I can't believe you don't know. And I did those interviews, and it was actually sort of cute, if you want to know the truth. But we did them, and that had an impact. But TikTok had an impact, and so we're taking a look at it.
He put out the following statement on Truth Social. The Supreme Court decision was expected and everyone must respect it. What? Dictators don't respect court rulings they don't like. And everyone must respect it. My decision on TikTok will be made in the not too distant future, but I must have time to review the situation. Stay tuned. That's what he said. Here's Senator Rand Paul. I tend to agree with Senator Rand Paul on this. I've always told you this. But again, even beyond the free speech implications, because I understand, you know, Congress passed a law. The president signed it. The Supreme Court says you're banning ownership of a company, so it's not free speech grounds. I disagree with them on this. But I also think, again, this is it's a moot point. Because TikTok will become old news, old hat, and then by next week, everyone will be on, if they're not already, on something else. And this is just, you're playing whack-a-mole here. And I know for a lot of people of a certain age, probably I'm in this category too, it's hard to even fathom all this because it's like hard to keep up with all these changes. I find it to be annoying. I personally hate all of it. I really do. I wish there was just one app. You know what I mean? For example, I just got asked by Jimmy's team to post the photos of the Fox News Saturday Night promo shots for tomorrow night. So I just posted them on Instagram, and that'll post automatically to Facebook. Then I got to go separately and post it on my X page. You know, by the way, my Instagram page is Zioli Show, so please follow that. Then it's like, then I got to go into my TikTok page and post it there. I mean, it's all annoying. I mean, I don't even know what other apps being used. I know that a lot of young people who may not even listen to talk radio are on TikTok. That's what President Trump was alluding to. So, yeah, I mean, the youth will figure out this before Congress has a chance to figure it out. That's for damn sure. But here's what Senator Rand Paul said about this issue. Cut number one.
Your reaction to the TikTok ruling?
Disappointment. I do believe that banning a social media app like TikTok is a violation of the First Amendment. I haven't had a chance to read the ruling yet, but very disappointed. 170 million Americans express themselves on TikTok on a daily basis, and it's just wrong for the government to ban it. Most of the reasons the government banned it were based on accusations, not proof. I've never been tried and found guilty of sharing information with a communist government or any of that. They've actually offered through our foreign investment committee that oversees foreign investments. They've offered to have the data here. They've offered to work with Oracle to house the data in the United States. They've offered to have an American board. In fact, it's misreported that it's a Chinese company to begin with. It's owned 60% of the company is owned by international investors. But disappointing. I don't think the battle's over yet, though. I'm hopeful that President Trump in coming in can have some ability. It sounds like Biden left the door open, perhaps, for some executive action from President Trump, and I hope that's what will happen.
What about the optics for messages of the court upholding the TikTok ban and the CEO of TikTok appearing at inauguration on Monday?
I don't have anything to say on that. Anything else?
So, I mean, you know, you could cheer this on. Like, I just saw Brian Kilmeade was on Fox, and he was saying all Americans should cheer this on. Sure. You know, I mean, if you're in favor of this ban, knock yourself out, but I'm telling you, it's not going to solve the broader problem of Chinese spying and Chinese hacking and everything else. And if we continue to say that you don't want it, you can't use this app because the government doesn't want you to, then that's exactly what young people are going to do, which is use the app. So I don't really have the answer for that other than I'm sure somebody is probably going to buy it. And I'm sure it'll become an American-owned company. But I also have to tell you that that ultimately is what the Democrats want. This is why I've said don't get distracted by the C word of China or the other C word, children, because this is Massachusetts Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss saying the quiet part out loud about what they want to do here. Take a listen.
I co-sponsored this legislation with the Chinese national security angle as my secondary concern, not my primary concern. I'm happy to talk about my concerns with Xi Jinping's use of data, particularly geolocation data and contactless data. But actually, the primary driver for me was not USA versus China. It was families versus the greed of big tech, because social media corporations are profiting by keeping our kids hooked on screen time. That screen time is eating into family time. It is deteriorating the mental health of our youth. It is undermining our civic discourse. And all of these corporations, whether we're talking about Meta or TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, all of them are evading accountability for it. Congress needs to step up, but the first step to that is holding TikTok to account to U.S. law, not to Chinese law.
Well, Congressman, you just listed a number of other social media accounts or social media companies. Meta, you said, YouTube. Why single out TikTok? Why not do a more broad bill that gets across and goes after all those social media companies that you just listed?
I have. What's different about TikTok is it is not domiciled in the United States, so it's not subject to any law that I would write. So the first step is, okay, TikTok, you're subject to U.S. law. Second step is, okay, all social media corporations, you're going to have to answer to Congress.
See what I mean? This is what they ultimately want to do. And again, it's very, very easy to get distracted by the fear-mongering of China, and very easy to get distracted by it's for the children. Believe me, I get it. It's very easy for that to happen. But listen to what Jake Auchincloss just said and understand that that's what they want to do. All right? So please, just keep that in mind. You know, whenever they talk about bans, I think these people always have an ulterior motive. And their ultimate goal is to control all the social media companies for the purposes of being able to continue to be able to ensure that the information that you and I get is the information that they want you to get, and to be able to censor the information that they don't like. And if the Democrats wait, when the Democrats are back in charge one day, because they will be back in charge one day, because that's just how American politics works. You know, I'd love to be able to tell you we're going to have, you know, 25, 30 years of Republican rule, but it's just never seems to be the way it works in America. They will go forward with that. So Rand makes a great point, too, because proponents of the ban say China can basically access any part of your phone just by downloading the TikTok app, but no one has offered any hard evidence of that, which is true. I mean, they've said that before to people, you know. Could China do all these things? And they keep coming back and saying, well, theoretically they could. But yeah, I mean, theoretically, yes, I guess they could. But then theoretically, then all these other apps, you're going to have to basically then come out with a blanket ban on any app that is a Chinese-owned app. And if you want to do that, then pass a law that says no Chinese-made apps. But I have a question for you. And it's this. How many items do you buy that are made in China that have the ability to spy on you and your family and potentially hack you and everything else? Because your television, these phones that we're using, I mean, really, your iPhone is made in China. Like, that's the irony of all this. Your television is made in China. Every TV now has the ability to spy on you. Most of the software for cars is Chinese software. Most of the security cameras you buy are made in China. I mean, think about this. Beyond just this app, I bought it. If you look at your, if you have a computer, that computer was most likely made in China. That computer is a spy vessel. How do we know China is not loading things into these TVs and these computers that they could one day turn on and be able to hack all our information and download malware? And we don't know that. I mean, I could sit here and say all those things too, and the answer would be, well, we just don't know. Now, how do I know that this computer that I'm using, this MacBook, designed in California by Apple but made in China, how do I not know that one day China will be able to show, or let me use a different example. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, there was a producer of a radio show who found Pete Hegseth to be remarkably attractive and was browsing photos of him, and one day in the future, China decided to blackmail that guy by showing all of his browsing history looking at Pete Hegseth photos. Again, purely hypothetical. Or was looking at gorgeous camel photos. And not camel toe photos either, if you know what I mean. But no, but DeSantis, I mean, that's the thing, right? All of these, every single device that we have can spy on us now, whether it's the that robotic little spy machine in your kitchen, whose name I won't say right now, made in China, your computer made in China, all these smart TVs made in China, the software in your car made in China, all these things. How do we not know that Beijing's getting everything on us at this moment? So beyond just apps, which it sounds so easy to say just ban an app when they could tomorrow they'll make another app. Like an app takes like, I mean, you could develop an app very, very quickly. But how do we not know that the software in the hardware or some firmware update that's required at some point is not going to be able to do all the things that they're warning us about? So then do you need not only just a ban of Chinese-made apps, but then everything made in China? I know people would turn around and say, absolutely, yes. Number one, we don't have the ability tomorrow to just start turning around and manufacturing all these things in America. I would love to get to that point, believe me, and we should. That would be ideal. It's also going to raise the prices of things enormously, and I'm okay with that, but, I mean, just understand that fact. And, yeah, 60% of TikTok is owned by institutional investors like BlackRock. There's a Chinese-based company that builds components for one of the most popular police body cams used in America. All these drones that we're talking about, you go to Best Buy, you buy your son or your daughter a drone, or you buy a drone for your own recreational purposes, it's made in China. And most of these things now require a phone to work in terms of using the video components and everything else. So if we are really genuinely worried about Chinese spyware and Chinese everything, then please understand it's bigger than just that. There's more to the story than just that. It's just the reality. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in on this today. If you have thoughts on this, if you support the app or the ban, if you disagree with it, let me know your thoughts. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And feel free to jump in and weigh in. The other thing, too, is that a lot of American-based apps are also spying on you and collecting your data. Google being number one, Meta being number one. See, I mean, again, you know, Meta and Google want to shine the warning about TikTok, and they're really behind a lot of the efforts behind banning TikTok because it's a competitor. But you don't think those guys are spying on you and collecting all your data? Abso-friggin-lutely they are. That's why DuckDuckGo is the way I use the internet. And this is not a promotional spot here. I'm saying that right now. I'm saying it for that purpose. So we are at a point now where our technology, we are so beholden to China for our technology. And yeah, we ultimately need to shift that back to America, but it's going to take time. And in the meantime, every television in your home, every computer in your home, every smartphone, every smart device, your Ring doorbell, all of these things made in China. Just telling you the truth. I mean, I'm not, you know, don't shoot the messenger here. Jim's in Wilmington. Jim, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
Very well. And yourself, Rich?
Doing well, buddy.
Hey, like, I think we need to rip the Band-Aid off. I'm so against China. I mean, you know, I'm tired of the spy balloons and everything that you're doing. And I agree with you 100% that, yeah, we're so ingrained with them, but I could care less if Starbucks ever, you know, sold a cup of coffee in China, or if Nike, you know, used a slave labor to make Nike shoes cheaper. I mean, we got to just stop. And, you know, believe me, I recognize that it would cause, like, a lot of financial, you know, impact, but the thing is, if we just keep saying, well, yeah, we're going to let this go, you know, because they're in our phones. We need to have, like, a general, you know, position that if China treats American companies a certain way, that we should treat the Chinese companies the same way. Yeah, we can't expect to go into China and buy property and, you know, have businesses. Basically, when you go to China, you're in bed with China. And, you know, we need to stop.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with you. We are dealing with our enemy here, our enemy who happens to make the antibiotics for us, the Band-Aids for us, all the critical things we need. I we have to wake up to that fact. I'm just pointing out that beyond just this app, every friggin' thing that's electronic in your home, which has the ability to spy on you and report back to Beijing, is made in China. And the chips are made in China or Taiwan. And I think we're just kind of kidding ourselves here that it's just TikTok that is the problem. If we're all really worried about this, then, like, tomorrow everybody should take all their TVs and their smartphones and their Alexa devices and just throw them out in the on the curb. Because all these things have the ability to spy on you.
We can't just pinpoint to China.
Oh, did I lose him? I think China shut him down. I'm sorry, Jim. I did not hang up on you. That was not me. So this is just the point that I'm making. It's just that. I mean, don't kid yourself. I hung up on somebody else by mistake. My bad. Please call back. I apologize for that. 855-839-1210. I'm just saying it's easy to say, ooh, app bad, and then act like we're all fine. I have in my home studio right now, I have two televisions. One that I use for keeping Fox News on or local news or whatever. The other that I use is basically a monitor so that I can look into the camera and make eye contact with you without having to wear my glasses, and I can read. It's why I'm going to be home in my home studio for the next 2 months because I can't drive. And I mean, hopefully it's only 2 months. I'm waiting for them to give me the results back of the bone infection. If I have a bone infection, I don't know what we're going to do. So we'll jump off that bridge when we come to it, as they say. But both of these two smart TVs were made in China. And both of these two smart TVs can spy on me. My MacBook is made in China. I have a Windows computer here that is an old Windows computer that my wife lent me for, you know, so I can have two computers here made in China. My Rodecaster Pro that I use to connect to the studio, made in China. My Comrex Access that I use to connect to the studio, made in China. How much of the equipment that's in that Odyssey studio is Chinese made? So if we are really worried about Chinese spying, I'm just saying, everything that has a chip in it, everything that is smart, quote unquote smart, needs to be immediately banned. Everybody needs to throw them out or e-waste them, whatever the hell it is. I don't even know how to get rid of electronics these days. I have no friggin' idea. I don't know. I got a big box of stuff. Jack Carr told me not to get rid of anything. He said if the zombie apocalypse ever happens, you may have to start going through there for copper and chips. And so I'm just keeping it all. You know what I mean? I got a whole friggin' box of the, I got 852 cables because they keep changing all the damn cables on me. Every time I buy something new, I got to get a new cable for it, a new this. I got more friggin' cables. But anyway, point is, they're able to hack into everything that we have. Who are we kidding here? This is like one of those things I just kind of feel like everybody needs to get slapped up against the head and go, sure, you want to talk about TikTok? Fine, talk about TikTok. But stop acting like your phone's not spying on you, your TV's not, your car's not spying on you. My God, I did an entire segment about how your car is spying on you. If you have a car that is made beyond a certain year, and then it's tracking your mileage, how you drive. In fact, there's a whole thing now where insurance companies are getting access to that data, and then they're going to start charging you higher rates because you were going over the speed limit. So and then we got cameras all over the place that are used by governments when you're going through toll booths, highways. Where do you think those friggin' cameras are made? Every time you drive on a highway and they've got, or in Philadelphia, the friggin' red light cameras, the cameras at the toll booths, all those cameras are made where? In China. So come on. You know what I mean? Like, stop it already. This is so silly, I think. I really do. Let me go to Lance in Springfield Township. Lance, how you doing?
Hey, Rich, how you doing today?
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to bring up a point. I don't know if people remember that far ago, but I took one COVID test, the only time I took it, and you were supposed to upload all the information, and basically all the information, all your genetic material, basically with all your hereditary diseases, all that other stuff, all got sent to China. And these are the same people that were saying that, you know, China's bad for using TikTok and yet pushed us to take COVID tests left and right.
That's a great point that you make. It really is. And you know what else I worry about, too, is I have not done one of those 23andMe DNA tests, but how much of that is in the hands of the bad guys, too? You know what I mean? Because somebody hacks into that and then they've got all your DNA data and your genetic material.
Well, Rich.
And then, yeah.
Rich.
Yes,
I'm always worried that somebody in my family is going to take one of those tests and they're going to somehow link me to some kind of crime in my past life.
It's funny you say that. I watched a show recently where they took somebody's DNA and framed them for a crime.
Yep, so. Exactly. So that's why whenever anybody in my family, I'll tell them to lay low. Don't do that 23andMe.
Yeah, right. I would not do it. Early on, when Patrick was born, I bought it because I wanted to be able to figure out exactly my son. You know, is adopted, obviously, as you know. Figure out and but I decided not to go ahead and do it because I don't want to. I'd rather not know than subject him to getting hacked and having his DNA in the hands of some bad guy. You know what I mean? So.
Hey, Rich, we know exactly. We're Italian. We're number one. Don't worry about it, right?
That's it, Paisan. That's it. Forget about it. They're all the others are fugazis, huh? All right, Lance, you have a great day, buddy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Got to take a quick break. We got a lot to talk about. The inauguration on Monday, it's been moved inside. Is that because it's going to be really, really cold or another reason? Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is her theme song, because she is President Trump's attorney, also one of the attorneys for the inauguration, and she is the only sole remaining member of the Matt DeSantis fan club, the one and only Linda Kearns. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Rich, thank you for playing that awesome Elvis love song that celebrates my crush on Matt DeSantis. I can't think of a better introduction.
I agree. And it also celebrates his crush on Pete Hegseth.
I heard about that.
Not true.
Allegedly, Linda, allegedly.
So, Rich, I'm one of the counsels for the inaugural committee. I'm working on stuff right now, and I've reviewed all of these permits and contracts and licenses. And it's so far, in the 2 months I've been doing this, not once has anyone brought up the plan of having to put Crisco on the lampposts and flagpoles in D.C. So I'm starting to think these people do not know how to throw a parade or an event because, I mean, that seems to be a vital part of what we, you know, what we do here in Philly. So, I mean, what's going on, you think?
Listen, if I ever become president, I'm definitely going to make sure that the people at my inaugural are climbing the polls. No doubt about it. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're from Philly. We know how to party, right?
Yeah, and I don't just mean the street polls. I mean the stripper polls, too, at my inaugural ball. So it's great to have you back on the show, my friend. You know, you were so kind to invite me to that lunch on Sunday, and I'm so friggin' bummed that I can't go. I'm so depressed that I can't be at the inauguration. I really am. This stinks.
Well, I mean, the RNLA has a huge event usually every summer. It's an election law school, and, you know, a lot of important people go. Last summer, it was at the Breakers in Palm Beach. So this summer, I am definitely planning to invite Matt DeSantis. So when Matt comes with me, he can get you some contacts for some guests on your show.
And if you could get him to meet the defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, he would be really, really grateful.
I'll work on that. And I think I heard I have to work on a bottle of Coke for him, a bottle of the inauguration set. All right, I'll see what I can do. I'm actually leaving for D.C.
That really is what he wants, right, Matt? That's the one thing you want from the inauguration?
Yeah, the commemorative bottle of Diet Coke. If you can find one, I'll be forever indebted.
I'll see what I can do, but really, all I'm doing is really reviewing contracts and permits. So I'm not sure if they give me access to all the swag. But no, I really wanted to. I could talk forever about Matt DeSantis, seriously, but I really wanted to get on today and talk about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court actually agreed to accept a case regarding election integrity, and I just want to stress with the audience that if we want to be in this same position in 4 years in 2020. 2028 when we're inaugurating another Republican president, we cannot take our eye off the ball on election integrity. And the issue of dating of mail ballots is still swirling around. The case Baxter versus Philadelphia regarding whether or not you have to date a mail ballot, that was only paused for the purposes of the 2024 election. It was stayed. So the Supreme Court now agreed to hear it on the merits. So that order just came out today. So I just want to remind everybody that we're still fighting the good fight.
Good. I'm glad. Give us some background on that case for everybody that may forget or may not know what it is.
Sure. So we had a special election here in Philadelphia in September, and a couple voters sued Philadelphia and said that they didn't date their mail ballots and their ballots were not counted. And it went to the trial court, and unfortunately the trial court found that, sure, you don't have to date the ballots. I mean, don't worry about precedent. Don't worry about what the law is. Just that's what the trial court in Philadelphia said. And then the Commonwealth Court, the appellate court, agreed with them and said that that not dating the ballots and then not counting them violates what's called the Free and Fair Elections Clause. And that was a big blow, but we went to the Supreme Court and we got a stay on that so that just for the purposes of the 2024 election, you did have to date the ballots, because the Supreme Court realized, and this is our argument, that you cannot change these election laws so close to the election. It's called the Purcell Principle. You cannot, it creates chaos just for voters. It creates chaos for election officials. So we were able to get that stayed, and so obviously people had to date their ballots. But that didn't mean that the argument on the merits was not going to proceed, and it is now proceeding. And I don't believe that the people who want this are right. I don't think this is what the Free and Fair Elections Clause stands for, and this has already been litigated in the course of other cases. So I'm hopeful that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's going to do the right thing here. So I want people to understand that we're still fighting about this. And today, the Supreme Court of the United States was scheduled in conference to decide whether to grant cert on that Third Circuit opinion on the other side of the state on the materiality provision and how that affects the dating of mail ballots. So I know the election's over, but all these fights still continue.
No, the election's over, but the next election's going to be here before we know it. I mean, that's the thing. It's going to come up on us very, very quickly. And, you know, the Democrats are always going to keep trying to scheme, and they're always going to keep trying to fight voter ID and any voter integrity efforts. And the other key part about this is what we realized was we had to change the mindset of everybody going into this election, because people thought this was going to be stolen. And it took a lot of work and a lot of effort to convince people to trust the process. And they did. Because of your hard work and Chairman Michael Whatley's hard work and Laura Trump's hard work and so many others. But staying on top of it is also going to convince people as other elections come that, yes, you know, we can trust in the process. Because, yeah, before we know it, and also next year in Pennsylvania, we've got judges on the ballot. In New Jersey, we've got a governor's race. And, yeah, before we know it, we'll have the next presidential election. So.
Right. And next year, what a lot of people don't realize, that's the year, we do this every 4 years in Pennsylvania, we actually elect the people who check you in the polling place. They're called judges of election, minority inspector, majority inspector. So we at the RNC are going to try to recruit some people to basically run for those positions, so that we have some people who run for those positions, who work in the election districts where previously maybe Republicans hadn't done so. And then by the time 2028 rolls around, we have just a whole bunch of people who have a lot of experience and have been in the election trenches for 4 years. So that is another project that we're working on, and I plan to talk more about that on your show, or I was thinking it was pretty soon, one would be the Matt DeSanta show. And so I was thinking I could come on next week after the inauguration and talk about that.
Beautiful. Well, absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt. Now, what's up with the inauguration being moved inside on Monday? And what does that mean for people that want to go to Washington to be part of it?
Right. I mean, what I can tell people is just to follow all of the news announcements. Like, I, obviously, Rich, I can't talk about the inner workings of what's going on. I can relate to people, and I've seen like all these conspiracy theories. I can tell people that we have a great team working on this inauguration. Just like I was so impressed with the team at the RNC that I worked with, you know, for the election, for the campaign. We have a lot of the same people working on this, and we are working really hard to make sure that it's a safe inauguration and that it's an absolutely amazing celebration of what we've accomplished and putting President Trump back in office. So I can tell people to just continue to watch the news and the X accounts to see what the announcements are so that they can have guidance of, you know, what to do and where to go.
Okay, good. Either way, it's going to be a great day. I saw that President Trump posted a Truth Social app. There's going to be a big event at the Capital One Arena. That sounds fun to me, too. But I won't be. I'll be watching everything on television tomorrow. On Monday, I'm kind of bummed. But what are you going to do?
Well, I'll actually be at the NAC because Dawn has asked me to come and be on her show for a little bit, and same with the Dom show. So I'll actually be at the NAC celebrating. I felt like it was really important, even though I am on the inaugural committee, to be back here in Pennsylvania because I really, first of all, I want to thank all the voters. I want to thank 1210 WPHT for helping us get our message across, and also I just want to really remind people, like, the RNC is here to stay. We're committed to Pennsylvania, so I figured, you know what? I'll be in Pennsylvania for the inauguration.
Look at you, a woman of the people. I'm very impressed, Linda Kearns. Very impressed.
So I'm going to D.C. tonight, but I will be back on Sunday night. And then pretty soon I can talk to Matt about, what we're going to do for this big RNLA, the Republican National Leader Station retreat next summer. So we'll get those plans underway.
See if you can get me a speaking gig, will you?
Let's see. Would I want to get you a speaking gig, or would I want to have Matt there as my date? I'm really going to have to think a lot about what's better. And, I know you keep talking about, like, Matt's fake girlfriend. Maybe I'm the girlfriend. Maybe he just wants to keep it on the down low. Maybe that's why it's such a big secret.
Or maybe you're the beard. What? Linda, let your mom know I'll be on Fox News Saturday night tomorrow night with Jimmy Fallon at 10 p.m.
I will, absolutely. I know that when she goes to the senior center, she tells people how Rich sometimes mentions me on air, and she was all excited because you had texted me on New Year's Eve. And I said to my mom, I said, well, do you tell the ladies at the senior center that it's because your daughter was on and your daughter was the president's lawyer? And she said, oh, people aren't interested in that. They're interested in Rich and that he mentioned me on the air. So she's getting a lot of people to listen for you. So hopefully you'll see an increase in your ratings.
Well, good. Excellent. That's what we want. All right, my friend, keep up the great work. Thanks for everything you do. We'll also chat with you on Monday, I'm sure, at some point. So we'll figure that out. Have a great weekend and give our best to everybody down in D.C. And and go Birds on Sunday. So, you're going to get to watch the game while you're in D.C.
And I just want to thank 1210 WPHD because you're right. Our goal was to convince people to trust the process, to use a Philadelphia saying. And I was able to do that with, a great RNC team behind us and with the help of 1210 WPHD. So I really want to thank everyone there and all the listeners and everyone who came out to vote and everyone who volunteered for us. So it's a big thank you from the RNC.
And everybody who stood in line for hours to vote as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, because people did. I mean, and even on the Jersey side of the river, too, I want to make sure we give a shout, and Delaware, because a lot of people did, and Maryland, knowing that the state was still going to go to Kamala Harris, but they wanted to make sure that President Trump would win the popular vote. So I'm grateful that they did all that, too. Like, I had a buddy of mine. He waited in line in a small town in New Jersey, a little borough, for like 3 hours, and way after they called the state for Kamala Harris. And I said to him, what are you doing? He said, I want to make sure Trump wins the popular vote. So a lot of people did that as well, and we should be very grateful to them.
Absolutely. And you said earlier that maybe we won't have Republicans in charge for the next 30 years because that's just how it goes. But Rich, maybe with me just keeping up with the election integrity, maybe we will. I mean, maybe we have the right team in place. So
hey,
there
listen,
you go.
hope rings eternal, but we're always going to plan like the Democrats will be back in charge. So don't give these a-holes any more power over us because they'll weaponize it and use it. That's all I'm saying.
Always.
All right, my friend. Great work, Linda Kearns. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Have fun in D.C.
Absolutely. Take care, everybody.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I just got to read this this comment from Big Dan Broski. Where is it that he said? Because I just have to point something out here regarding TikTok. He said, the difference with all the products listed, I'd propose, is that those companies have to abide by our importing regulations. An American entity must be set up or they can acquire an NRI license, but in doing so, they must remain absolutely compliant to U.S. laws. You don't have that for non-physical products such as social media, so China can really just do whatever they want when they want. Okay, but China has said that they're compliant with American law regarding spying and data and all the other things, and we're saying we don't trust them, which is why we have to ban TikTok. So those physical products that have things on there that are physical but can be updated because it requires firmware, like the software in the TVs and the software in the computers and all the other things, again, we're taking China at their word that they're not sending all that information back to Beijing, that a firmware update won't give them the ability to access it. It's all trust here. So I just don't understand how you can trust China to sell you to build a TV that has the ability to spy and record your data, a car that has the ability to do all these things, or the software for that vehicle, a phone, et cetera, but not an app. It doesn't seem to make a lot of logical sense here because it's all based on trust. And all these things can be updated with a firmware update that could theoretically give them the ability to spy on you, collect your data and everything else. We're trusting that they won't do that, but we won't trust them when it comes to TikTok. Okay. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me know your thoughts on all this. In fact, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. More of your thoughts, more of your ideas on the TikTok ban. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. This is a song I want played at my funeral, by the way, in case you're wondering. Nancy's in Philly. Nancy, how are you today, my dear? Nancy, are you there?
Greetings, Rich.
Hey.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Nancy. I can hear you.
Hello.
I think we're having some sort of phone problem, Nancy. I apologize. I will try to work on that. I mean, Matt, we may have to reset the phones because they're getting that terrible delay again that we get sometimes, which is a whole to-do.
Yeah. So, we can reset them during the break.
All right, cool. Yeah, sorry about that, Nancy, and you were patiently holding, too. My apologies. All right, but we got Dr. Wilfred Riley coming on, and we got Dr. Victoria Coates coming on. So, Nancy, I don't want you to have to wait for another hour. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm on the air till 7. You can try later, I guess. I apologize. But, technology only works until it doesn't. Probably because it's made in China. Again, I'm not defending China. I'm just pointing out the obvious here. And I think the obvious is, we can't be silly. If we're really that worried about China spying and storing all this data on us, I mean, then we should not allow any product in our home that has Chinese technology built into it or that is built in China with technology. Because if we don't trust them, we don't trust them. I'm just let's not be silly here. All right. And again, I don't think it's realistic. So the inauguration has been moved indoors. We'll talk more about that in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join us, and Dr. Victoria Coates will give us the latest on everything that's going on with regards to the Israeli and Hamas settlement, plus what can we expect in terms of foreign policy updates. I also have some great clips for you from Marco Rubio shutting down a lefty, or I should say main corporate media person talking about deportations. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike's going to give you the smile of your dreams for 2025, and you deserve a beautiful smile. So what are you waiting for? Come on. All right, big 5 o'clock hours, 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.